commence Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen, where we welcome in our friend Gordon Keith.
Yeah, you bet.
There he is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hi, Gordon.
What's happening?
Well, we're about to stop down for this, which is brought to you by
Entertainment News,
Window Nation, and All Pro Foundation Repair.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
David.
How are you guys? Not only enjoying a 420, but Twitter purge day.
That's interesting. Will anyone that we know pay for the check? The useless check.
LeBron is.
Boomer Esiason is.
Yeah, but LeBron said he didn't pay for it.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
I think it's like, Elon trolling people that have publicly gone against him.
Right, and he can just keep it there.
Yeah, so today is the day that Elon announced that the legacy blue check marks would be purged. And so this morning, they started unchecking thousands of these verified accounts. So only those select users that Elon is trolling or Twitter Blue subscribers, which costs minimum of $8 a month, are those are the only people that now have
blue
check marks.
What do you mean minimum?
I think there's levels.
But what do you get on certain levels?
I don't know.
Do you know, Gordon?
I think that you get the ability to edit tweets for some period of time after you first tweet it.
Okay.
And then you get maybe you get hamburger priority.
I think you can load longer videos too.
Oh, and yeah, you can do longer form tweets as well.
That's hot.
So yeah, some of the most followed accounts on Twitter have lost their check marks, including Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lady Gaga, Kim K, Selena Gomez,
but now it's
Bill Gates, Justin Timberlake.
But now that's a badge of honor.
Oprah,
like, I think this
Beyonce
is completely backfiring on what his initial plan was. Like, oh, well, now I have to do this because I'm a journalist or a celebrity, where almost everybody, it seems like, is kind of rallying around and saying, well, this was stupid anyway. You don't really need it, and I'm not going to be the one that pays the $8 and look like the fool.
Yeah, at one point, at the height of the verified account era, there were about 420,000 verified accounts.
420, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's laughing again. That has to hurt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, yeah, the cachet of the blue check is gone. Like, before, if you paid for a blue check, then it was like, ooh, is this person famous or did they just pay for it? Now it's obvious that you just paid for it. So what's cool about having a blue check?
Now you're Stew and Poughkeepsie and you've got hot political opinions, right?
Yeah.
Or you love the Eagles.
Speaking of Sos Meads.
I just lost mine. I just looked at my account. I don't have the blue check mark
anymore. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Dr.
Me too, Gordon.
I just need, you know, just some time. I need some self-care.
Whoa! You know who's got one still?
Who?
EA.
For real?
No, I don't know.
Mark Folliwell.
All right.
And again,
did he pay for it?
He must have, right?
He's paid for it in a lot of ways.
Were you just searching names until you found someone with a blue check?
No.
And then, oh, there's Mark.
Your company could certainly cover it if they found that to be important to them.
So when I click on search Twitter, Mark Folliwell popped up for some reason.
Hmm.
And he's, yeah.
Well, that's the premise, right? Is that if you are a Twitter blue, your content will be pushed to the top of the list sort of thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you get priority.
Like, so the trick
you get
that I pulled
in people's feeds.
Yeah, listen to what Dave did, Gordon.
The trick that I pulled is because I knew that this day was coming, so to speak.
Just calm down.
Oh no.
That I took a screen capture of my banner atop my Twitter feed, my Twitter page, with my name and the blue check mark, and then I saved it, and then today, when the blue check mark went away, I went in and replaced my banner picture with the picture that has the blue check mark, so you can still see that
it looks great.
Once was verified.
So like tiny, there's a tiny check mark up there.
No, on the
beat the system, guys.
Yeah, Dave's banner looks great because on like the phone, it's a circle with another circle right behind it with the blue check mark. So I think you've hacked the system perfectly.
I totally did.
Yeah.
So I thought about doing that, but then I thought, Elon is so vindictive. Like, people who are trying to do such a thing, I'm worried he just deactivates your account and you lose everything.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, we're kind of to the point of who cares, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. God, Gordon, I just clicked on you to see if you did what Dave did, and the first thing I saw is a picture of, what's Wonder Woman's name? Linda Carter. Holy crap.
Isn't that a great picture of her?
Do you need a minute?
So pretty.
Is this recent?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was last week.
Wow, she's really held up great.
I wonder if this will finally get Corby on TikTok.
No.
As the Grateful Dead has joined TikTok. Their first post, a remastered TikTok 1969 live version of Saint Stephen, recorded at Fillmore West.
Yeah, you know how the kids love the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, now TikTok is popular.
Yeah. So Rhino,
now it's hip.
Rhino Entertainment, which does a lot of reissues, they now own the Dead catalog. And so they say the channel will serve as an outlet to celebrate the decades of music, generations of community, and endless array of creativity that has woven the band and its fans into every new era of the world's counterculture and consciousness.
So do you have to do that now? Like, I mean, obviously, like, you know, all the K-pop bands and whatever, the now bands are doing it, but now will Crosby, Stills, and Nash be on TikTok because they feel like that's the only way to reach out to a generation that
maybe
doesn't give a damn
about
them?
And you know what? They're probably right.
Yep.
I mean,
I've been shocked at how many young kids know old songs only because of TikTok.
I mean, I think the Dead have a crossover generational appeal.
They do. There's always young people at the shows.
Yeah. So I don't know if Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young are TikTok appropriate, but I do think that bands that at least have some following among Gen Z, it would serve them to be on TikTok.
Yeah. Are you on there, Gordon?
I am not. No.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And I need to be.
You know, I hear, and you probably hear the same thing, Bob, but like, I hear my kids singing songs where I'm like, how do you know that song? Not.
Oh, it's Desert Rose.
Desert Rose for me. But yeah, I'll hear them singing just random Elton John or whatever, and I don't even ask, because I try to limit my conversation with my kids. Mm-hmm. I just want them to leave. But it has to be that. It has to be TikTok or something.
Something.
YouTube.
A follow-up on the Jonathan Majors story. So we talked about this last week on E! News, and then we mentioned his name in Community Quick Hits yesterday evening.
Duncanville, because, you said?
Yeah, he went to Cedar Hill and then finished at Duncanville.
Okay. Oh, I know this guy. Black dude.
Yes.
Don't say that, Corby. He would kill me.
So Jonathan Majors yesterday was in Community Quick Hits because he was supposed to be part of the Texas Rangers campaign, the ad campaign around the City Edition jerseys. And they, at the last minute, decided to pull that campaign, much like the Army pulled the campaign that debuted during March Madness, ran like 2 days, and then this news came out, and they had to pull it. So Jonathan Majors, who is in Creed 3 and
like
Quantumania, the Ant-Man movie.
He's the bad guy in both. I mean, the guy is making millions and millions of dollars.
Yes. So he has a May 8th court appearance on domestic violence charges. So this goes back to March 25th. When he was arrested in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment.
God.
And there was a 30-year-old woman who told police she had been assaulted by Majors. But then she texts him after the fact, and she says, "They assured me you won't be charged. I'm sorry you're in this position. I will make sure nothing happens about this. I love you."
Okay.
Then later she said, "I also said to tell the judge to know that the origin of the 911 call was to do with me collapsing and passing out, and your worry for me as my partner. So she was unconscious from the strangulation.
These aren't jokes, Gordon.
And so somebody who, an unnamed person who is said to be working with Majors on an upcoming project, said that these texts read like a bad Lifetime movie, that it looks like the text messages abused victim.
Jeez. And multiple women have come forward too, right?
Yeah, so that is the latest wrinkle, that the Manhattan District Attorney says that multiple alleged abuse victims of Majors have come forward following his arrest and are cooperating with their investigation. So that this is not an isolated incident. And so he's lost his publicist.
You're right, Gordon. That's a bummer.
His management firm. He was supposed to play Dennis Rodman in a movie called 48 Hours in Vegas. Not sure if that's going to happen.
He's like 5'10".
He was supposed to play in alongside Will Smith in a Spike Lee movie called The Understudy.
So
that's in the balance right now. And of course, he's supposed to be in Avengers Kang Dynasty, and he's already shot the second season of the Disney Plus series Loki. So he has so many things either in the can or in the pipeline, and he's about to lose it all.
Okay, so that guy that, Gordon, you obsessed over and you thought was like, oh, he's the greatest actor, doesn't matter what he does offset, I love him, the Armie Hammer guy?
Whoa, wait a second. I don't know if I've ever seen him in anything.
Oh, it's all you talked about, man. Just don't worry about what he does. He's so good.
Man, make sure you never talk poorly about him around me.
Say it to other friends, but
I don't care whose girl's rib he ate. I think he's great.
He's magical.
He's so handsome.
So is he, though? I think he's unhireable.
At this point, yes, he is completely untouchable. So all these people that have all this money invested in him and all this time invested in him, they're just playing wait and see to see if he gets cleared.
And the Armie Hammer cannibal thing was over a year ago? Ham, you're shaking your head. 2 years,
like
maybe?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay, and he's still...
Yeah, I mean, that's old news.
I can't let it go.
It's time to let it go.
It's time to forgive him.
I know. Armie Hammer.
It's just such a weird name, let's just be honest.
Well, and finally... Armin. One more thing for Gordon before we move on, because
finally
Bob has a fun segment to discuss with Gordon next in the Rant Reunion Revival.
We'll see about that.
Do you have Peacock there?
Yes.
Gordon?
Oh.
No, I do not. I tried to subscribe to it once, and there were too many hoops to jump through at the time, so I just forgot about it.
Okay, well, premiering on May 2nd. A new docuseries called Menendez and Menudo, Boys Betrayed.
Oh, what? Yeah, I heard about this. The one of the Menudo guys is accusing one of the Menendez brothers, right?
No. Okay, so Roy Rosello, a former member of Menudo, is coming forward saying that he was sexually assaulted by Jose Menendez, Eric Menendez's father.
Okay, wait. Menudo was a Mexican boy band?
Jeez. They were Puerto Rican. They were Puerto Rican, but they were a boy band.
I knew it was something weird.
And they had the weird rule that once they turned like 18 or 19, they were out of the band.
Uh-huh.
They had to be between like 13 and 19.
Yeah.
So they had a consistent rotating cast of members.
So, high school
girls. That's the way Corby likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I want you
they
both
get kicked out when they're 18.
You both need to take your workshop.
Rosello, who's now 51, says that Jose Menendez drugged and raped him during a visit to their home in New Jersey when he was 14.
So if this is proven to be true, that should get both kids out of jail.
Yeah, so Lyle
because
and Eric...
Their allegation was that their dad was doing this, and that's why they... killed their parents, right?
Yes. Their defense was that they had been sexually abused for years and they killed him out of fear and hatred. And so they are behind bars with life sentences, and they have not even been able to have appeals heard. So maybe this will turn the tide on that.
I don't think that's funny, Gordon.
It's not me.
Yes, it is.
No, it's Ham.
All right, stay tuned because more Gordon is coming up next.
Revival. Next.
Corby, would you like to tease anything else?
All right. Speaking of and a d.
Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
I Twitch stream Corby Davidson will be appearing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And this will be our first ever game show that we're attempting.
Oh.
It's got a lot of production value, and we got a special voiceover artist that will be joining us as well to introduce it. And
Monty?
It's going to be fun. No, it's not Monty, although Monty will be appearing.
What okay. about Monty's nipple?
Is he offering nudity this week? Nip.
Monty will be appearing topless.
That's what we want. That's what we all demand.
All Corby right. will be appearing bottomless. 7:35 tonight. People can watch for free. You can subscribe, and then you see no advertisements. But it's twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.
All right, send me the address where I'm going, bitch.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay. All right, that's
Thank
Gordon
you boys.
Keith. Thank you for the
All
rant
right.
revival.
Love you, Gordon.
All right.
Love you, Dave.
Yes. Pre-draft. Not 6 work days, but 6 total days.
I'll be back next Thursday.
Yes. For the draft.
For the draft.
You're going to study some draft prospects in London.
Probably, yes.
Okay. But you have an interesting tale to share with the gang.
I sure hope so. A lot of pressure telling a story with Gordon on the air because you feel like you're disarming a bomb, but let me try. So starting tomorrow, I take another trip to England, and this will be soccer trip number 10. We've done this 9 other times. It's very enjoyable. And every time, I like to go to a stadium I've never been to before. So this time, even though it's a good distance from London, we're going to Newcastle United.
Okay.
St. James Park. Looks awesome on TV. Can't wait to see it. It looks like one of the best soccer venues, at least in England.
And it's the beer, right? It's the beer club.
I believe
well,
it is.
The beer was made in that city, and for the longest time they were the jersey sponsor back
yes.
in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Yes, and so never been up there. Like I said, it's hard to get to. I think it's not far from the Scottish border, if I'm not mistaken. But you
how far from London?
Well, it's if you take the faster train, it's mm-hmm. 2:45.
Okay.
So, you know, 2 o'clock match, 8 a.m. Train ride, and you get up there and, grab some lunch, and it'll be time to watch some soccer. Tottenham and Newcastle, a battle for the Champions League spot. Anyway, so when I go to England, people always ask, well, how do you get tickets? And sometime we'll get into that. Maybe that's a hardline helpline, but it's very complicated. These are high demand soccer tickets in these very smallish stadiums at time, and tickets are very difficult to get. And so it's not just pop on StubHub or SeatGeek, because that isn't how it works. They want to know who you cheer for because they have fan segregation. Don't know if you've ever heard of that, Gordon, but they won't. They won't actually. No, it's segregation, not ethnic segregation.
Not by race,
but by
rooting interest.
But by yes, Whoa. Which team you support? Because we don't want big fights, which happen in quite frequently. So as I try to work my way into these stadiums, and with those who go with me, including my son Brett, this year is making his maiden voyage. Very excited, even though he doesn't really care about soccer, but maybe he will after seeing a couple matches live. I reach out to the club, and I, you know, the blue check mark really helps.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's, American journalist, would love to see your stadium for a match.
Journalist. I guess the Athletic counts.
Thank you, Dave, for saying that.
Gosh.
But, you work your way in there, and sometimes they don't respond at all. Sometimes they say, we can't help you. Other times they say, okay, we'll sell you some tickets, and whatever they are, you pay the price, and you get in. So I did all that at Newcastle. They were very nice to me. And then after purchasing 4 tickets at face value, which the cool thing about English soccer, face value is amazing. It's like £38 to get into a match, which is, you know.
Like a big match?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like $45. And that's important. They keep it like that because they are serving their community, you know. They don't want to price out everybody. So the club then reached out to me and said, hey, we see you're coming to one of our matches. Would you be willing to be in a documentary? And you want to be super cooperative, but you also know that Newcastle does have some political ties that have been labeled as problematic over the course of time. For instance, they were purchased, I think, 2 years ago by the Saudi public investment fund. Basically,
way to go, Gordon.
Basically, it's the live folks, right?
Yes,
right.
That's exactly what that is. The public fund from Saudi Arabia. That's their sports washing.
They're part of sports washing.
Yes.
Yes, so when they wanted to do a documentary, I thought to myself, this, I believe, is what sports washing actually is to, you know, tell the great stories and you know, normalize it. We're all having a great time here.
And, oh, it's my son, and we're so happy.
Father, son, going to the match, and, you know.
Sharing a Newcastle beer.
No, I'll be
wearing
honest.
Wearing your oil visors.
Obviously.
I'll be honest, I don't anticipate any sort of issues. I anticipate a brief soccer conversation with American journalist who's in town, and still I said, why not? Because let's not make this into something it's not. Let's not get carried away. So it sounds like go down to the field and do a brief interview on match day.
Pre-game?
Yes.
Okay.
And so
are you going to be wearing Newcastle gear even though you don't care about Newcastle?
No, and they asked me, how long have you been a Newcastle fan? I said, I'm not.
You were honest about that.
Yeah, I just want to visit your stadium. It looks awesome. I want to see a match there. I'm trying to see a match at all the major stadiums in England, and I haven't been to yours. It looks great. And they're like, yeah, that still sounds like a great story. You and your son are coming to Newcastle all the way from Dallas. That's amazing. Can we send you a list of stuff we'd be interested in you doing?
Uh-oh.
And I said, okay. And so here I wanted to read you guys what they sent me.
Oh, dear.
He says, thank you for agreeing to document your journey to England to see Newcastle United. Any footage you'll be able to take would really help to paint a picture of the international fans of Newcastle United FC. What to use? Please film using your phone in landscape. Footage shot from the back camera is preferred to help with the quality. And we would like to get a sense of your journey, so here's some examples of things you could film. The travel day, packing your cases into your car or taxi, your family waving goodbye. Footage out the window on the way to the airport, approaching the check-in desk and checking in, your boarding pass, pre-flight food and drinks, walking through the airport, the flight information screens, maybe arriving at your gate.
Okay, they want you to record everything?
Yes, boarding the plane, watching the in-flight journey on your plane TV screen, showing where you've come from, where you're going to, getting your meal on the plane. The view of the plane window on takeoff, mid-flight, landing, arriving in London, disembarking the plane, collecting your bags, and now on match day, here's some more.
Disemboweling the kids.
Getting to the train station for your train to Newcastle, collecting your tickets, getting on the train, views out the window, jubilant fans on the train, getting off at Newcastle, and your journey from the station to the stadium. We'd love to see anything that you would love to record for us on
just
your phone.
Just hit record when you leave the house.
Jubilant.
And then hit stop when you get to the stadium, and then just email that whole thing to them.
Like 17 hours?
Yeah.
So it went from a... they probably want to talk to me for 90 seconds down there to, can you and your son now record everything? And
dude,
I'm feeling like a cursory appearance in a documentary now sounds like a segment.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm bordering on the, I'd rather sit this one out sort of thing.
Let's meet the Sturm family.
Well, yeah, I think we
can
need.
Can you back out of it, or is it one of those?
I think I can.
We will not take no for an answer.
No, they're these are very nice people.
What's your
son's
name?
That appear to be local Newcastle folk, and I assume the problematic levels don't apply here. I assume, but I don't totally know what I'm getting into here.
We need Gordon to put himself in your shoes and how he would subversively shoot the wheels off of everything that they're trying to do.
No, because then they're going to be sizing up both their heads for which blades to use.
I would like to say, as this is Bob's voice speaking here, I don't think there's any sort of anyone sizing up anyone's heads here. They're just soccer people.
Like, so they're not going to
sports
decapitate opinion. You at halftime?
Again, I would like to reiterate, I think this is wonderful, and I am really looking forward to being at the stadium.
Halftime beheading.
Do they do that now?
No.
Is that part of their
I don't believe,
part
no.
of the documentary?
I don't believe it is at all.
So you're not just hoping Red Panda's you're just, there.
So is this how... I'm sorry, Gordon, go ahead.
You just think that this is too much work for you. You're not worried about being part of Blood Money.
there's probably some mixed emotions throughout, but more than anything, yes, it sounds like a bit of a beating to ask my 18-year-old son, who it's difficult to get a lot of cooperation in a lot of things. You know, could you put on a nice shirt for the Davidsons are coming to dinner? No, what? That's like fighting World War III. So to now,
shut up, old man.
I think what you need to do is you need to respond to this message and say, wait a second, I'm paying for the tickets and you want me to do all this crap?
Let's comp these tickets, brah.
I mean, seriously.
Are they really paying for your whole trip?
What's that?
Are they really good tickets?
See, it always feels weird that when you finally break through and you get a yes on achieving tickets.
Hey, where am I sitting?
To where are these seats, man? If I can't have sweat on me.
Yeah.
If I'm not match side.
Okay, what you need to do right after work today, because you're leaving tomorrow, is you need to go to... I don't know where you get this.
Is this how all documentaries are actually done?
No, everyone
does it on their phone and sends the people their stuff?
No, absolutely not. You need to wear like the Phil Mickelson team logo on your hat. The what are they called? The cross sticks or something
like
that? Yeah. You need to go full live for sure.
I wish you would stop trying to instigate. Like, I have to go there. They're the Magpies, by the way. I should have done this after I went, shouldn't I?
I don't know. It just feels weird. And you're now accepting Saudi monies.
I'm not. I haven't accepted anything.
Okay. Yeah. You're accepting gifts from them.
I'm paying for my tickets.
Yeah, but that's a gift.
What's the gift?
The access to those wonderful tickets sitting right on the bench.
And just think about, they're going to have all this footage of you and your son to then create AI versions of you and your son that are going to help sports wash everything they're doing and all the human rights violations.
You're now going to be the poster boy of Live Media.
I doubt that. Okay. I doubt that seriously. But it's kind of a weird deal that I'd like to completely dump out of.
Yeah, I wouldn't accept it. I would cancel the trip.
Wow.
Yeah, you need to get out of this trip.
Yeah, Bob.
You need to just go to downtown Grapevine instead. That's a nice little vacation.
It is. There's nothing wrong with that. They have soccer games.
Wineries.
There.
Yes, trainees.
They do have soccer games at Grapevine, but they're not quite the same.
Go see some Y Rec League games.
No, seriously, son. We're in England. Trust me.
Mm-hmm, you'll love
no,
it.
No, that's a Grapevine right
I've
there.
I've been here, Dad.
Well, that's really all my...
How did we end up in Italy?
No, it's just a pizza place, to be honest.
That's really fascinating, though, dude. Like, the fact that it's not just, we'll see you here. And here is Janie, who you're going to meet at, 4 p.m. outside the gates. It is, they want you to do, and what if you show up and you're like, I didn't do anything? Because my kid wouldn't comply, and to be honest with you, I don't feel comfortable doing it. I'm not a documentarian.
So you have not even given them an answer on this yet?
Well, whether or not you're no, a nice lady had a nice conversation, and I said, well, send me what you're looking for, and I'll look it over and see how much of it's possible, and that's all we've said. So I think I could probably show up there and just act like the dog ate my phone or something.
Yeah.
She sent you
like a video from Bin Laden's cave.
No, she lives in Newcastle. Oh, I assume...
Send you a copy of the Daniel Pearl videos as brought to you by Bob Sturm on the bottom of it now.
Thanks to our new media partner, Bob Sturm.
Bob.
Who approves of everything. No, I regret bringing this up at all.
They're not going to hear this audio. Don't fear that they're tuned in right now.
The most streamed radio station in the world probably doesn't have anyone who knows anyone anywhere.
Now you're going to show up at Newcastle and your tickets.
A fake
Bob
mustache.
Stern, please. And you send your ID and they take your ID and a couple guys just come grab you.
And they press the button and the trap door right. on the floor opens up down into the Rancor monster.
All right.
Well, if I don't come back, I just want you guys all to know that I loved you all.
Yeah, at least we had a fun story before you left and died.
That's true. All right, Gordon, you want to promote tonight?
Oh, yes. Yes, tonight, 7:35 on my Twitch stream, Corby Davidson will be appearing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And this will be our first ever game show that we're attempting.
Oh.
It's got a lot of production value, and we got a special voiceover artist that will be joining us as well to introduce it. And
Monty?
It's going to be fun. No, it's not Monty, although Monty will be appearing.
What okay. about Monty's nipple?
Is he offering nudity this
nip,
week?
Nip, 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 nip.
Monty will be appearing topless.
That's what we want. That's what we all demand.
All Corby right. will be appearing bottomless. 7:35 tonight. People can watch for free. You can subscribe, and then you see no advertisements. But it's twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.
All right, send me the address where I'm going. Bitch.
Oh yes, yes, yeah. yes, yeah. indeed.
Okay. All right, that's
Thank
Gordon
you,
Keith. Thank you for the rant revival.
Love you, Gordon.
All right.
Love you, Dave.